Blog Talk Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Teen Scene Radio audience. Welcome to Teen Scene Radio, your show hosted by your favorite on-air personality, KB Trillion, Hajiman Vanya Rogers Frazier, coming at you live. Same bad channel, same bad station every week. Listen, congratulations to all the graduates this month who are graduating for good, on the way to college and or out of school and on the way to a career path and or opening your own business. This is the best, these are the best moments in your whole entire living experience. I tell you, there's nothing better than accomplishment and pushing forward. Tony Robbins, hey, how you doing? Zig Ziglar, hey, Teddy Turner, Bill Gates, all you all are incredible people. Listen, okay, so family, all of the teens whom have yet to experience graduating and accomplishment, look forward to the future and accomplishments in school, okay? And Universal School of Arts, International University students, and Universal School of Arts Learning Academy students, listen, we have programs, classes, and enrollment information on the Teen Scene Radio Universal School of Arts and National University page. Actually, it's Universal School of Arts and National University page, the Learning Academy page. It's just for you, programs to set you free forever, okay? Mentally, spiritually, and physically. All right, so go to the page. And don't forget to visit USRECORDS3000.com, USRECORDS.com, for information on winning free money. Okay, it's for the youth, not just for adults. So people say, oh, it's for people over 21. It's not for people over 21. This is for teens. Also, okay, in the upper right-hand corner, enter your email address, enter the win. Free money, okay? USRECORDS3000.com. All right, we're going to jump into the show here. I got a few topics. Remember, we are moving the studio, so in the process, in the interim, we're going to keep the show short. However, I'm going to do what I can to touch on some of the topics that you all have been inquiring about. Visit us online at facebook.com/teenscenradio and or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com and or teenscenedream@ universal3000.com and or Teen Scene Radio at onestarradio.com. It's incredible. So many ways to reach us. Therefore, bend your hands to us and reach us on Teen Scene Radio. Okay? All right. Now, ladies want to love me. Love me. Ladies want to love me. Love me. All you beautiful ladies. Let me tell you something. When you have an incredible living experience, okay, when you are a perfect person, some youth have no idea how wonderful they have this living experience, okay? When you have so many things going for you, yet some of us have no idea what the blessings, what the gifts are we have going for us, because it's natural. It's been that way all our lives. We've had an abundant resource to select from all our lives, okay? So you have to, for what you have, does it make sense? When you have, even for people who, just because you are alive, that's the first thing to be thankful for. And there's so many other things to be thankful for. Okay, think about what you have to be thankful for, okay? And then we can give thanks for all the things we have to be thankful for together. Remember, exercise, eat healthy. Listen, it's your body. Carcinogens and neurotoxins are no good. They break down the metabolic system and the endocrine system, and those are systems necessary for living. Okay, if you don't have living systems, guess what? Okay, so exercise, goodness, health, nutrition, fruits and vegetables, and salad, lettuce, we talk about this, right? Okay, so, all right, also, what is your focus in living, in your living experience, okay? Y'all want to focus, set goals. What is it you want to accomplish? What are the steps that you're going to take to accomplish that, okay? And, oh, by the way, ladies, listen. Yeah, when I see a group of ladies that want to meet me, I'm the type of guy. I prefer personally to meet, like, one young, beautiful girl, you know, one young, beautiful lady who's ready to procreate, reproduce, have stuff together for the most part. Obviously, we want to make sure, you know, I can help with securing a brand new house that's paid for, transportation, and income. However, you are the most important thing. Even if I didn't have those things before I met you, I can get those with you. Okay? Meet me by yourself, not with two or three others, or text me. Okay? Tell me you're interested in working with me. I said this before, you can't just sit there and stare and look at me and wish that I would talk to you. That works sometimes, you know. Listen, another thing, we're going to talk about this on Real Radio tomorrow also. There is no natural death. It's not a natural occurrence. It's manufactured. Okay? Manufactured illusion. All right? We're working forward, working backwards. Think about that. We're going to expand on that tomorrow night on the Real Radio Show. There's no natural death. Death is not natural. It's manufactured illusion. It's forward working in reverse. Because there's only living. There's nothing other than living. Therefore, it's an illusion. Now, we'll expand on that for all those people who say, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, tell me, is it true or is it not true? We'll expand on that tomorrow. All right? Liz, team, tell me this is true or it's not true. You're not supposed to make love to people who are overweight until they take care of their disorder and feel comfortable with themselves. Whoa. Now, I didn't come up with this. This was submitted to the radio station. I'm like, man, I have thick friends. I mean, come on, I have people who are. But you know what? One thing I did notice in the people that I'm familiar with who are a little bit more obese, like thick and robust, is that some of you all don't feel comfortable in your own skin. And the key is you must feel comfortable in your own skin. How you gonna make love if you're not comfortable? Love is one of those things that you have to release and relax and love. Feel secure establishing a positive current. Jeez, I mean, with Planning Parenthood, that's one of the things we talk about. By the way, go to the IUSO Planning Parenthood Facebook page. And you join the club also. Look for the IUSO Planning Parenthood. Club. Join the club. Look, those of you all who, no matter how old you are, even if you just had, if you're a little bit more mature and you had a kid and you want to plan your child's future, maybe they're 1 year old. Maybe you want your 1 year old to 18, 17 years from now or 10 years from now, mate with the 1 year old up the street in the multi-billion-dollar castle. And you say, well, let's plan now on them getting together later and ensure that they have housing, transportation, cars, all this good stuff. And that they have all their needs met. See, that's what Planned Parenthood is about. If you are in need of mating, if you're a teen at home with your parent, look, Planned Parenthood, all right? So go to Facebook.com/. If you need information on that, I think we have a link on the Teen Scene Pet Radio page. Go to Facebook.com/ Scene Radio. Scroll down. Look for the Planned Parenthood link. Okay? And, oh, this is so nice. This is like paradise, luxury. Beautiful fountain. Beautiful fountain. I'm always out in the field, out and about. We aren't going to take any calls right now. People want to do shout every now and again. I had a couple shout outs. Tasha! Hey, how are you doing?
Is that the right way to say that?
They said. So, look, you have to feel comfortable in your body. The best way to feel comfortable is to eat little, no meat, eat very healthy, exercise, and bring it down. Yeah. Obesity is a disease. It's a disorder. Okay, so when you anything over 30 pounds, really, there's a code that says, and I was looking at an international code that says, anyone or anybody that's 30 pounds overweight or more is illegal. Comes such a negative current that it may affect, harm, and or put others in danger. Because in order to get that big, you had to consume so much flesh and or fatty foods and or dangerous foods that your habits suggest you have no ability in stopping harmful acts. Most people have an immunity that will stop harmful acts in advance. Okay? People won't do certain things. That's why studies suggest that criminals with overweight ladies and or gentlemen before they attempt a crime, because the obesity and the network that causes and or facilitates and or allows obesity allows other things that normally the average human being would not have the ability in accomplishing. Okay? Think about that. Healthy people really don't do a lot of crime intentionally. Those networks are generated. I'm not saying everybody's like this, however, listen to what I'm saying. Don't do it. Get yourself healthy. Okay? Because a lot of overlay, bigger ladies, bigger men, want people to like them. So they'll do nearly any. Don't do nearly anything. Get yourself to where you're comfortable with you, and don't make love beforehand, because it's not really true love. If you don't feel comfortable, if you're not the person that you in your mind see yourself as when you meet your desired mate, then your desired mate is not meeting you. It's meeting the discomfort, and it is much more beneficial situation, loving situation, and a satisfying situation when you are comfortable with you. Now, for all of us that are comfortable already, hey, we can make love all day and all night, all day and all night. Word. Jason Mubu, Coco. Gee, I see what's going on. All right, so I just wanted to say something about that, because a lot of people want to hear about that, you know, even the thicker people, you know, and Samoans love hearing about that. You know, back down home soul food cooking kitchen, grandmas, everybody like hearing about that, because they talk about me. They at least they talk about me. I'm down to now. Look, it don't matter what they say. They talk about me. Uh-huh, they ain't doing it. They talk about me. Teen Scene Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, in addition, listen, thankfulness is very important. Hey, a big shout out to one of our sponsors, Simply Wholesome in Los Angeles. We appreciate y'all's restaurant, y'all. Y'all go to a lot of restaurants. I used to go to a lot of restaurants. I don't do a lot of restaurants now. I generally find wholesome stores, Food for Less, one and only stores, produce stores, Ralph's, Kroger stores, where I can find apple, orange, bananas, lettuce, peanuts, water, and oranges. You know, those are the type of things that I eat now. However, I just want to give a shout out because.
They asked me to give you a little bit of attention on the show.
Big Show Z. Look, anybody who hasn't received their email yet for the Vision Manifest regarding your new accounting profile, look, don't worry about it. Y'all put your, save your money. Put that 100 to the side, and when you need it, you can get 200. You know, this is, look, this Vision Manifest thing, man, this, you know what, this is going worldwide. I mean, I can see it as a billion-dollar organization in the very future. It's better than bingo. I mean, it's like opening a bank account, an investment account. You open up an account for 100, then what they do is they connect you with five people. It's called Quick Connect you with five people. And they can be your friends. But you have to refer people. You refer five people, you don't have to refer anybody else. They give you instant $100 bonus. So your $100 that you just opened that account with, all of a sudden it turned into $200 near instantly. Now you're connected with five people who also got paid $200 because they're connected with five people. It activates what they call, and that's your bonus. Another $100 bonus instantly. So now your account is 200 instead of 100. And you get it activates a perpetual monthly residual income, meets or exceeds of the $4,500 per month after the first 49 days, forever, like perpetually. Forever is like the word guarantee. You know, some people are afraid of those words. You know, However, the thing is that I have, up until this point, I mean, I've seen some opportunities. I've never really been scammed, really. I mean, I've seen some opportunities that, you know, that actually benefit me. I've always been a money man. However, I really had never seen anything that actually worked to where all of a sudden we start making some money. I mean, the residual checks, they start out small. Believe it or not, it starts off like $16, it goes to $48, then it grows to 100 something, then it goes to like $500, $600, then it's like $1,200, $1,300, then it grows to like $2,500. Yeah. Then after about 49 days, you got about $4,500 coming in. I mean, it's, you know, this is better than the county. This is better than Social Security. I mean, it's not better than Social Security, but I mean, it's kind of like inherited current. Like, you know, you ever know anybody who have insurance payments coming every month, or because they come from a wealthy family, every month they just get a check? You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. YourDreamsReality.com. Don't let the site confuse you. Fill in that application on the invest page. It doesn't even cost you anything. I mean, how many of us, when we opened our first bank account, asked, man, what you going to do with my money? The money, look, at the bank, what happens? You pay the $100, the $100 becomes instantly available. However, it's in the account, right? I mean, if you want to take the $100 out of the account, you can take the $100 out of the account. However, most people just leave it in there. It just becomes available. Then you use that account to deposit the rest of your money. It's the same thing. You open up the account. You invest. You open up the account, $100. All of a sudden, they put another $100 in there. Bam. You know what I'm saying? When you share it with five other people and refer them to the Quick Connect with you, you don't have to do no work ever again. I mean, you pay forever.
multi-millionaire after a few years. You ever see some of these people? What do, man, for a living? Hey, they look at you, don't ever answer your questions.
I felt the same way, though. You know, people wonder how. I say, look, I've been low, I've been high, I've been high, I've been low. I'm not afraid to say I need help. I mean, some of us, I mean, I'm not a foreigner to the concept. Some of us, you see us down in the county building, at a Social Security building, waiting on benefits, go, man, we ain't knowing nothing. We have no idea how I'm going to make it. Lordy Jesus, work with me. You know, we pray that night that the Social Security workers understand that, look, I really need the help. I'm really, I feel like disabled people, disabilities. Look, I really have a disability. I honestly gonna be disabled forever. I really just need to get myself together. I need to balance myself. I need to balance. But then your teens, listen, this is very important for all of you. Some teens have no idea how they're gonna make it when they get older. Okay? Some young adults, even adults, are sitting around trying to figure out. You see people at the bus stops, sleeping on the corner, sleeping on the sidewalk, sleeping in their cars, going from house to house. Look, how are we going to make it in this world? I'm not talking right now to the people who already made it. You know how you're going to make it if you already got 5 to 10 grand coming in every month, or you may be making $1 million a month, or you working a job. What about people who can't work a job because and they got a mental challenge that somehow, I ain't gonna lie, I've had accidents in my life. I've seen what accidents can do. I've been attacked before. I've been a victim of violent crime. I've been shot. I've been hit upside the head. So extensively that, really, you ever think you okay? And then look around, some people, look around and realize, most people don't go to the doctor or hospital in advance. Some people. Most people at the hospital, they need help. The whole idea is to catch it before it really starts causing challenges that are unrepairable. Okay, and for all of us who are in perfect good shape and good health, that's great, that's wonderful. Then you're okay. Just prevention is your key. Preventive systems and processes. You just prevent by just staying healthy, having good habits. You know what you're supposed to do. Okay? Don't forget. To give thanks, like we were saying earlier. That's the important thing. Giving thanks. Yeah? All right, so TNC Family Radio, we're about to close things down here in a few minutes for a while. And tomorrow night, we're also going to talk about something that's really new to a lot of people. It's called the Large Protection Measure, and that's managed by an organization called the Hotel Review Board. Paris Hilton, you know about that? Well, it's a new organization. Maybe some people don't. I mean, even with like embassies and wildlife stories, they had a page on Facebook also. Hotel Review Board. Make sure hotels are meeting compliance. Large protection measure. Ensuring that security of hotels is together. We're going to talk about that a little bit more extensively tomorrow night on the Real Radio Show. So stay tuned to Teen Scene Radio, a one-star radio show exclusive for one-star radio listeners. All right. Amari, Jordan. Hey.
What's going on?
Orion.
I forget about you. I know who you are.
Do you really understand? Do you know who you are? Family. Into the future, come with me.
Word. All right.
You got if someone, you know, if if you find someone attraction, tell them. Okay? Yeah. Okay? And it's very important. I was thinking, I'm looking at some of these messages, some of these notes that have come in. And, you know, the thing is, I get people calling, the ban on secondary products. Oh, firearms companies, tobacco companies, alcohol companies, fake nail and hair companies. No, you got it. Anybody, what's going on? All right, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, manufactured meat. Keep your natural hair, though. Natural hair. You're funny. Dmitry Medvedev, Russia, Kenny Jim Africa. How y'all doing? They say, you know what? I think Russia tried to get in on every show. Open Kids, how you doing? Victoria Mikhailovna. Deshaun, man, I heard you, man. Well, Deshaun, you're going to be one of the biggest executives with the Vision Manifest, YourDreamsReality.com. Because you're intelligent, you got smarts. PSA, public service announcement. Don't drink alcohol at all. Obviously, some people are saying don't drink and drive. Don't drink it out. Don't do drugs. Don't smoke. Okay? And I like adults who are smart and have that intelligence. And that's why I think highly of a lot of you all. Okay? How about these bans on secondary products? Look, we are shutting these companies down. You know, we don't need billions of dollars of tobacco companies coming after us on the streets and stuff. You know, don't follow me up and down the streets or into the store. Look, we're making things better. What we're doing, we're banning the negative products. So it's just like, remember near beer? You can continue selling products. Just make sure the products you sell are positive products that encourage health and well-being. Okay? Instead of meat from animals that were slaughtered, sell meat that's protein. Be manufactured. Remember we had that conversation before? Team, this is important. This is your future. This is what you all are doing. Computers are the future. In the very near future, we won't even have books in the libraries anymore. When you go into class, the desk has a computer built in. Laptops are just, they sell your laptop with your whole school curriculum in the beginning of the semester. Every class curriculum, every test, everything's already on the laptop in the beginning of the semester. Just like a textbook, they give you a laptop computer. Tell you, a laptop computer is cheaper than the textbook. Now you can go to Best Buy, which, by the way, is a sponsor of this evening's Sing Radio Show. Best Buy is your store for purchasing electronics at low to no cost. For students and teens, go to Best Buy today and see about getting what you need in electronics. All right. So, you get a computer for $150. How much do you spend on textbooks? One textbook is $150 in some of these schools. Huh? Why not just, each student has a laptop, and the whole entire curriculum, every exam, every video for taking videos home, learning video online exams for online courses. Come on, let's think. Let's start breaking down the trees. So putting these bans on products, look, we're gonna redistribute healthy products. Instead of smoking, have celery sticks. How are we going to figure out what we're going to replace the smoking manufacturer's products with? You know, it's just filling the need. See, smoking, a lot of these habits are created because there's a void, there's a missing nutrient, there's an imbalance, right? Imbalance is correct, all of a sudden you don't have a need for the habit anymore. So we need to find out what the imbalance is and what do we need to consume in order to create the balance. And then those are products we need to promote. Does it make sense? So we're not putting you guys out of business. I'm your friend, okay? Everyone realized that carcinogens and neurotoxins are unhealthy and ultimately create negative current in the human body. So let's just remove the neurotoxins, remove the carcinogens, all right? Let's clean it up some. Does it make sense? All right? Listen, Robert Kawasaki, Taster, Paris Hilton, Robert Berry. Oh, there's a can't read. Listen, I can read. You know. Mr. Bazos on Hollywood Boulevard and all the street performers. I love y'all, man. Y'all keep it going. Police don't give them a hard time, you know? If they're good, they're good. So we don't mess with them. It's rough enough, you know, when somebody out there needs to eat. Maxwell, Miguel, all these artists, the Barnes Brothers, El Chico and James. See, so somebody thought it was just two of them. It's three. Janet.
What's going on?
All right, so that's going to do it for this evening. You ever have a dream, the same dream another person had? I mean, think about it. Yeah, you know you got some higher degree powers when everybody's dreaming the same dream. Where you can say, man, I had a dream last night. And you look at somebody in their eyes and they look at you and they can confess with their mouth, I had the same dream. Whoa. That's just like telepathy. Well, you can say something and somebody say, I was just thinking that. What are you thinking now? Hold up a finger. Tell me how many. What do you mean you held up the notebook? You got three fingers. Now there's two. Now there's one. And when you're right, in every degree. Look, you know what? I keep a strong immunity. Teens keep strong immunities. Okay? Stay drug and disease free like me. All right? Who was talking? You know, somebody sent me, I like to stay sexy, though. However, you know, I said something on another show. They asked me how many people, what's the most people I ever had in the bed at once. And I'm thinking, Steve asked questions like that. Y'all supposed to say, you know, are you ready for marriage and stuff? However, y'all get married, have a family. Focus on taking care of one mate and reproduce. Then, you know, you can. However, I've been to parties. I mean, everybody, you've been to a pool party. I love bathing suits, though. What kind of bathing suit do you like? We'll talk about that in another show when we get the teen scene, the pageant, or the Planned Parenthood pageant, or the Royal Court. All right? So keep an eye open for all those good meet and greets coming up in the very near future for the Planned Parenthood and the teen scene family, okay, on the teen scene page. However, y'all stay good, though, you know. I've had foursomes.
I've had four or five people in the bed. It didn't mean I was having sex with everybody or anything.
But, I mean, you know, I love lingerie. Occasionally it just feel good to just lay with beautiful ladies and to absorb the good current. I mean, it doesn't require any sex and or insertion of the penis, you know. You could just lay and, you know. Like cousins, and you ever see the kids where it's four or five kids in the house, and they just all laying around, enjoying themselves, watching a movie in the couch in the living room. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Parents, you understand what I'm talking about. We've been doing this our whole lives. It's what families do. Brothers, sisters, and cousins, and the larger the family, the more people laying around. I mean, that's what I love. I mean, occasionally we knew sometimes. I mean, how many times, you know, we were little, brother and sister took baths and showers together. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't any big thing. As an adult, things haven't changed. Nothing changed. I'm not gay. I'm straight. I love ladies. I love breasts. I love vagina. I mean, you know, I just love to see the beautiful nude body, or at least the sexy body, sexy lingerie, stuff like that. You know. So yeah, you gotta enjoy yourself. So okay. Another thing. Look, this is somebody sent me this. Teens, and I want to give teens this because a lot of ladies are growing their breasts now. When do the girls with smaller breasts have smaller butts? Not always, right? Do the girls with bigger breasts have bigger butts? Do girls with bigger breasts play with their vaginas more? And or insert things more into their vaginas than girls with smaller breasts. Think about this. Now, I'm not being funny. I know this is a teen show. This is a very serious matter because I need this information for my god kids, my nieces and nephews, my cousin. I'm just one because I've been really really doing what I can to promote staying away from inserting things into the vagina. But then I got some input from some of the listeners that suggested that inserting stuff into the vagina grows the breast. I don't think so. That's not a good plan. I've seen some girls with barely no breasts at all with decent-sized buttocks, but then I are both attached to one another. I need that information. And I'm a female body connoisseur. So I'm a decent guy. Yeah. When you're ready, okay? Don't be with others. Be with me. You enjoy being with me. The girls that's supposed to be, you all know who you are. You all know you're supposed to be with me. You know one thing? Don't stop other people from getting love. I'm gonna tell you, this is important. Everybody's supposed to have love. Now listen to what I say. If everybody had just one love, and you're lucky just to have just one love, you really love. I'm going to have to sample that and put a song to one of these million-dollar singles and go around the world with that. However, you know, the thing is, I enjoy seeing people happy. I don't like seeing miserable people. And are people unhappy if they're not getting love? I'm a pretty decent person. I'm pretty happy. Hurry up. I need love. I need love on my mind. Look, love is on all of our minds. Love me. Okay? No matter how much money we have, if you need money, if you need housing, that's what YourDreamsReality.com is about. That's what special programs are about that give us distribution every month. Some people have more resources than others. Some people get it from their family. Some people don't have nothing and end up getting it from the county or end up on welfare. I'm all of those people. Or end up on disability, on getting benefits from Social Security. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I've been low and I've been high. I'm everybody. So I need all the assistance, all the help I can get. Family, pray with me as I pray with you. Give thanks for me as I give thanks for you. Love me as I love you. Live. Teen Scene Radio at Teen Scene Radio, live with you. Teen Scene Radio is a onestarradio.com radio show experience. Teen Scene Radio is a listener-sponsored radio show, and this means that listeners sponsor the show. Send sponsorship, donation, contributions to teenscene.radio@gmail.com and or teenscenedream@gmail.com and or teenscene.radio@onestarradio.com. Visit us online at teenscene.radio Facebook page, facebook.com/teenscene.radio and or email us at teenscene.dream. gmail.com. I love you all. Have an incredible evening. You've been listening to your host, KB Trillion.
Trillion, 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 trillion.
How's your Emmanuel Archie Frazier on TNC Radio International?
Incredible evening.